In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. A 12-year-old boy named David, who was born without an immune system, so he underwent a bone marrow transplant in order to correct the deficiency. Up to that point, he spent most of his life, or his entire life, in a plastic bubble in order to protect him from germs and viruses and things like this, to just stay alive. So he lived without any human contacts or human touch. When he was asked, "What would you like to do if you're healed and if you get out of this bubble?" he said, "I'd like to stand or to walk barefoot on grass and touch my mother's hands." That's all what he asked for. He didn't ask for a big house. He didn't ask for a big car. He didn't ask for anything. Very simply, just want to walk on grass and feel the coolness of grass under my feet and touch my mother's hands. Isn't it amazing how we don't appreciate what we have and take a lot of things for granted? Even though we don't own anything, we don't arrive to this world with anything. We arrive very poor, not even having clothes for ourselves. But everything is a gift from God. God doesn't owe us anything, and yet He gives us everything. Our life is a gift from Him. Our health is a gift from Him. Our family is a gift from Him. Our wealth is a gift from Him. But a lot of times we take things for granted, even little simple things. It's just by God's grace and by God's mercy we have what we have and we are where we are. Only by God's grace, not that we deserve anything, because if we deserve it, there is nothing called grace. Grace is against what we deserve. Grace is just God giving us what we don't deserve, much more than that. Why God gives people? Just because of His loving kindness and compassion. And there is no other reason. A great example for that, what happened today, the miracle that was read upon us now. A widow who had only one son, the son died, was carried in a coffin, was going out of the city to be buried. Jesus met them, stopped them. He had compassion on the woman. He raised her son from the dead, and he went back to the city with his mother. Why? Did she have faith? No. Did she believe? No. She might not even knew Jesus, who He is. But He came to her. She didn't even ask Him. She probably didn't know Him. As we say, she didn't know Him. And yet, He came. And He raised her son without her even asking. There is a simple lesson. It's very, very simple that we can learn today. But it can transform your life. If you believe that everything you have is 100% gift from God just because of His loving kindness and His compassion, that will transform your life to be a joyous life. A lot of times God even gives us what we even don't expect. God gives us a lot of things that we don't even ask for. Gives us things that we don't even imagine. But do we know that? Do we see that? St. Paul wrote that in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He said that we don't see these things because the God of this world, which is the devil, blinded our eyes not to see these gifts and God's goodness for every and each one of us. Let me give you an example. We'll give you just one little example. the gift of the vision, your eyes, which are a gift from God. It's so common. But believe me, if you live with a blind person for 1 week, as I did before many times, you would thank God for your eyes every single second, and you wouldn't take that for granted. Why you have it? Because you deserve it? No, it is a gift from God. It's up to Him to give what He wants and not to give what He doesn't want to give. Why we have what we have? It's just because of God's mercy and compassion, not because that we deserve it. Not only the eye, but examine the entire body. Every part is a gift from God. And we should live very thankful for it every second of our life. I can never, ever, ever in my entire life forget that lesson that I learned from Sunday school teacher when I was in high school. My Sunday school teacher had a very good friend and a servant in the church. Got a kidney failure in both kidneys. And he underwent a lot of medications and of course back then it wasn't easy, and transplant in the end. But I remember a lesson that my Sunday school teacher taught me that I will never forget. He said, "Can you believe that I give thanks to God every time I go to the bathroom?" Of course, I laughed at this. And I said, "Don't laugh. Don't take that for granted. It's a blessing from God. If you go to the dialysis and see the people who need kidneys, you will be extremely thankful for what you have. And you wouldn't take your kidneys for granted. You would thank God every day for it. Not only the eyes or the body, everything around us. David, the Psalms, that's why he was so happy. He was so thankful to God. Even the Psalm that was read early this morning, he was full of thanksgiving to God. In Psalm 33, he said, "The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. He can see the goodness of the Lord everywhere he goes. Do we deserve His goodness? No. We don't. No matter how good we are. Not one thing of what you have is given to you because you're good. But it's given to you because God is good. That was the topic of the miracle this morning. This woman is like every and each one of us. Never said about her that she had faith or she believed. But Jesus had compassion on her. He felt what she went through. And He felt that was too much for her. He came to her without her asking. Almost in every miracle, Jesus would ask the person, "What would you like me to do for you?" Even if it's so clear. And yet in this one, He didn't do anything. He came to the woman and told her, "Be of good cheer. Your son will be given to you." And in order to prove to you that every gift around you is not because of your goodness, but because of God's goodness, let me read a verse from you in Matthew 4:44. He says, "He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." When the sun shines, which is a big blessing every day, who wakes up in the morning and thank God that the sun is rising this morning? I would like you to imagine that one day, you know, the sun decided not to rise. Something happened. The sun decided that there is no shine this day. It will be a disaster. It will be a day that the earth will never forget. But thanks to his goodness that he sends it at the right time. And the rain and its dew. Why? Because of the good people? No. For the evil and for the good. The lesson is God is so loving, kind, and so merciful and so compassionate. And everything we have is just because of his goodness and not because of our righteousness. I'm telling you, it's a very simple lesson, but it can transform your life and fill it with joy. He gives everyone, and he gives us freely, things that we don't ask, things that we don't expect. But because we're so blind to see God's goodness, and because we take it for granted, God allows some people among us to lose what they have. He allows some people to be blind, even to be born blind. A friend of mine had a baby a couple months ago. Wonderful, beautiful girl. But she was blind. When we see that, we are full of pain. It's extremely painful beyond measure. But how much do we thank already for what we have and what we've gotten? God allows that to happen. And to tell you, you know, when the disciples saw the born blind man, they told Jesus, "Who sinned?" Because if you have eyes and if you have wealth and you have great stuff, it's because you're good. And if you don't, then you did something bad. So they asked the Lord, "He was born blind. Is it the sin of his parents?" He said, "No." He said, "No. Not he didn't sin, his parents didn't sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. But the works of God should be revealed in him." God allows such a person to be among us, to be an example. To be a testimony, not of God's wrath, but of God's blessings upon every and each one of us. This woman that had her son risen this morning is another great example. Let me tell you the story of this woman. That's an imaginary story. This woman, she had a husband and a son. The husband was probably a little bit harsh with her. He wasn't as compassionate as she would love him to be. She was grumpy, and she didn't like it, and she wasn't happy in her marriage. Then her husband died. That's a disaster. She lost her income. She lost her husband. So she would look at other women who have husbands and say, "Why me? Why I don't have a husband?" She forgot that she has a son. She never appreciated the son she had. She felt miserable. She's one of the people who have nothing. She doesn't have a husband. She has to take care of herself and her son. And all of a sudden, the son that she took for granted is taken away from her. Oh my goodness. She has nothing. She had nothing. And when she has given her son back alive without even her expecting that, she was so happy. She was so grateful. And I know right now, a lot of you, a lot of us, when we hear this gospel is being read, I automatically say, "Why didn't you raise my father from the dead when he died? Why not?" Well, I hope I answered you. Yes, he didn't raise your father from the dead when he died. But guess what? He kept your son alive. And that's the miracle he did without you asking. He doesn't need to get into a car accident and die, and he raised him from the dead in order for you to believe that he's a gift from God. He is the miracle that you have is what you have is a blessing from God. And thank Him for what you have. You don't have to have the son die and rise again in order to believe that God is good and say that life is good. Very few people, when someone is taken away, when someone passes away, very few people stands in front of God and say, thank you for this person, for the time that he lived amongst us. We never appreciated that. Probably we took him for granted, and we took a lot of things for granted. This miracle happens every day in your life and in my life, but we don't see it. It takes us something dramatic that we see God's goodness and appreciate it. And our minds goes left and right to see what's happening. Unfortunately, bad things have to happen. And we get under a lot of stress and an anxiety. Then the Lord comes to save. And this is the only way we appreciate Him and we see His loving kindness. Let me tell you a shorter way and a shortcut and an easy way. Why don't we start with appreciation and not wait for a disaster to happen in order to appreciate what we have and to be really grateful and thankful and expect everything is a gift from God. And this woman is a great example for us. Never anything said that she was righteous. She had faith. She believed in Christ. She asked Him. Never did anything of that. But Christ gave her her son, as 100% gift from Him. The Bible says that He had compassion on her. And He does have compassion on me and you every single day. That's why we have what we have. Even if the Father is dead, still the Son is alive. Even if we're missing a lot of stuff, still we have much more what we can think of. And He gives every day without us even noticing that. This miracle is to tell us that He's above all. He's in control. Not only that He's in control, but He sees and He feels what we are going through. And He would never let you put up with things that you cannot put up with. When it was too much on this woman, He came to her. He was not waiting for anyone to invite Him or call on Him. He will surely come if it's too much, if you cannot put up with it. But the lesson is, if you go to a tribulation that you can definitely put up with, and it's not the biggest deal in the world, I want you to be thankful and to be happy and to appreciate God and His loving kindness and His mercy and His compassion every single day. Job the prophet was an example. He was rich, have children, have everything anyone could dream of. He lost everything in one day. And he said, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. It's not mine. He didn't consider it as his. That's why he wasn't destroyed when everything was taken away from him. It was a gift from God. He gave me the gift. He took it away. It's his right. God doesn't owe me anything or doesn't owe anyone anything. What we have is just a purely blessing from Him. So let's be thankful to Him for that. I will finish with a simple story in a very poor country. A man goes to the rabbi and complains, life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do? Life is really, 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 really tough. 9 of us living in just one room. And the rabbi said, okay, take one of your goats. They had goats and sheep. He said, take one of your goats, because the goat is one of the very kind, it's like a pet. So take one of your goats and let it stay with you in the room for 1 week. Okay? So the goat stayed with the 9 of them, so they became 10 in the room. He went after a week, and he said, I want to commit suicide. The goat stinks. He said, really? Okay, let the goat out. So he let the goat out. Came after a week, and he said, life is beautiful. It's just the 9 of us in the room. And glory be to God forever and ever.